WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Next month, the Bryan City Council is supposed to receive a presentation about changing the municipal golf course into a super park. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says there are three long-running issues with the course. One is irrigation, and then there's drainage.
The course has been there for such a long time. The ground's so hard packed now that some drainage improvements would have to be made.
Walker, who golfs there, says he hears all the time from other players about changes that need to be made with the 10th hole as well. Whatever the future holds for that land, it includes a body of water that at one time was nicknamed Lake Arsenic due to high levels of the cancer-causing chemical from a plant that closed nearly 20 years ago. Walker says, according to state authorities, the lake water is safe, while the bottom needs to be dredged again. In and outside of the city limits, local law enforcement are investigating two more bouts of vehicle burglaries. College Station police received 10 reports on Saturday, along with the theft of a pickup that's believed to have been driven by the burglary suspects. There was no forced entry. 9 of the 10 cases were on either Spring Garden or Hunter Creek. South of College Station last Wednesday night, Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says someone made off with personal property from 7 unlocked vehicles. College Station Police has announced 2 arrests from 4 robberies during the last week of May. According to the arrest reports, 21-year-old Roderick Washington and 22-year-old Tramar Gilbert of College Station gave detectives details of what happened during holdups on Dominic Drive, Harvey Road, and near Associates Avenue behind Sam's Club. They're also accused of striking someone in the head on Lincoln Avenue before taking personal property. Both were taken to Brazos County Jail, where both men are being held without bond. College Station fire investigators say they cannot determine the cause of a fatal house fire on Eagle Avenue that took place more than 2 weeks ago.
The entire scene was looked at. We tried to eliminate all the sources there at the scene. It just, because of the damage, we were unable to pinpoint exactly what caused it.
Fire department spokesman Eric Dotson says the cause of death of the victim, Janet Davis, remains under review by a medical examiner. Contrary to social media speculation, Bryan police have made no arrests in 2 armed robberies last week at Reveille Ranch Apartments. Online at WTAW.com, you can read suspect descriptions. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Not only is the July 4th holiday here, it's hot, dry, and oh, did I mention? It's hot! Never fear, Rattlers is here to cool you off and quench your thirst with some great July specials, like 2 28-ounce Gatorade, any flavor, only $3. Got a sweet tooth? Then mix and match any regular size candy bar and any size fountain drink, 2 for only $2. After a hot day at work, stop by and pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers. Rattlers, where there's always a special. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, it's 7:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partly to mostly sunny throughout the region and hot today, 95 to 100. Isolated thunderstorm is a possibility, but it's not a high possibility. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs near 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. A shower or thunderstorm possible. Lows will be 70 to 75. And then clouds, some showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here about 7:50 with Shamir Little actually wrapping up things with gold medals at the World Junior Championships. And in women's basketball, releases their non-conference schedule, which is a tricky one, and several into the Hall of Fame in Major League Baseball. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. All right, so we want rain, right?
Are you doing a rain dance?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. See, just close your eyes and just think about that. Yeah. See, that would be rain coming in. But also with rain comes lightning, as we mentioned. Guy got struck and killed yesterday in Florida. In California. That is the 16th lightning death this year. You know what the normal number is?
No.
8?
51.
Whoa! Really?
Yep. 51 lightning deaths in the United States, usually. All right. The idea that golfers are the most at risk, that's not true. Among the
don't tell Lee Trevino that.
Yeah, among the 261 people killed by lightning between 2006 and 2013, fishermen accounted for more than three times as many fatalities as golfers.
Not as many trees on the ocean,
that's right, or the lake or whatever. The 30-30 rule can keep you safe. You ever heard that?
Yes.
No.
Okay. It's been years since experts relied on the 30-30 rule, which kind of went like this. If it takes less than 30 seconds to hear thunder after seeing the lightning flash, lightning is close enough to pose a threat to you, so go indoors. And after the storm ends, you wait 30 minutes after the storm has passed to resume any outdoor activities. Mm. Instead, the new advice is to just go inside or seek shelter with some hard, or you could get in your vehicle or something like that if you need to, at the first sound of thunder. Once there, experts still recommend waiting a half an hour after the storm has passed before you go back outside. If you are caught outside, assume the lightning squat. You ever heard of that?
Yep.
Okay. Idea is to squat down low with your 2 feet together, sometimes you're instructed to put your hands over your head or your ears, basically to make yourself into as much of a little ball as you possibly can. And you'll hear a storm in time to get to safety, usually. People are able to hear thunder from about 10 miles away, but any number of factors obviously can interfere with that warning. In many cases, you can't hear it because of background noises. So if you happen to hear the thunder, just get to someplace safe. We'll see. They used to say that every second between the thunder and the lightning was a sixth of a mile. I don't know if they still say that.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Not sure that that's true. Anyway, we'd love to experience the rain, not so much the thunder and lightning, but if we could do the rain, that'd be a good thing. The Costa Concordia cruise ship, now in Genoa, Italy. It arrived yesterday. And the captain is about to be put on trial for manslaughter for causing the shipwreck. So they're going to apparently strip it down and sell it for scrap metal.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. That was quite a picture when it happened.
Yeah,
oh,
it was.
Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be able to help you just earn enough money that you won't have to work anymore. Okay? So we'll get that.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Just advice on how to get rich. In the meantime, we'll tell you about one way to not get rich. That was John David Martinez's idea. He went into the Denver Wells Fargo branch bank and told the teller, "This is a robbery. Give me your money." Unfortunately for Mr. Martinez, police say he was wearing the personalized polo shirt that had his name stitched on it.
Oh, good.
Allegedly drove his own vehicle to the bank. Somebody took down the license plate number. After a brief investigation, John David Martinez was, in fact, arrested. He reportedly had told his wife he had borrowed the money. He did have to give it back, as a matter of fact.
Passed a ransom note on the back of a bill that had come to his address.
Yeah. Again, when you've got that personalized shirt, it does make it easy. So, thanks to a new prototype device called Harken, we might soon have a reliable way to keep from dozing off while behind the wheel. Harken provides extra security for drivers by sending an alarm when its sensors detect the person is falling asleep. Harken measures the user's heart rate using its seatbelt sensor and a respiratory pace using its seat cover sensors. As Harken monitors your data in real time, it sends an alert when the signal seems to indicate a decrease in your heart rate or a change in your breathing pattern. And what does it do? Does it zap you in the seat? Does it, does it make the steering wheel shudder? How does it wake you back up? Because they've done this a couple of times, haven't they? Tried to do it with, like, if your head tilts down or whatever.
Yeah, or things like you'd wear on your ear, like a Bluetooth that would just chirp like crazy.
There
or
you
something.
Go. That's it. Kind of like a rumble strip in your ear.
yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah, okay. What?
If it, I don't know. If it does it a second time, it should really just kill the engine of your car, force you to pull over and figure it out.
That's good when you're going 70 miles an hour.
No.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know. Make you earn it again, right?
Yeah.
All right. The most polarizing foods. The most polarizing foods. Answer.com asked people to put together a list of foods that they believed polarized. In other words, you either loved it or you hated it. Okay, no in between on this. Loved it or hated it. Here we go. Anchovies.
Not bad if they're in Caesar dressing.
Well, you know, again, a salad or a pizza, right? It's not like anybody sits around with a toothpick and has a jar of anchovies and eats them while they're watching Oprah, right? Prunes, white chocolate, tofu. Exactly. Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi. Beets. Liver.
Beets are terrible.
Coconut. Hey, yeah, if you had a thing that, I mean, what have you ever enjoyed that had beets in it?
I like pickled beets.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're weird.
Right out of the can or what?
They were homemade when I had them.
Okay, but I mean, but how do you consume? You put them in a salad or something like that?
No, eat your beets.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They taste like dirt. That's fine. Pickled dirt.
Sure.
Sign me up for more of that then.
I mean, I haven't had them since I moved out of the house, if that says anything.
Here's your top four. Coconut.
Yeah, I believe that one.
Okay. I mean, and that is. It's the coconut's a little bit weird. It's a little strange.
A lot of people like the flavor, like the blue coconut, but sure. They don't like the texture.
Yeah, maybe like the smell of it or whatever, like coconut oil, you know, with the suntan oil on it. Onions.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is blue cheese.
I can see that for sure.
And number one is black licorice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. I can see that one too. Yeah.
Sambuca.
Now, yesterday in a storatorium, found some licorice made with Dr. Pepper. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah.
I'd try that.
Dr. Pepper licorice. Well, I mean, that's the whole idea. Maybe that'll increase licorice sales. I'm not sure.
I like black licorice.
Surprised cilantro wasn't on there.
Cilantro was on there.
Okay.
It was a little bit farther down. But, see, now, cilantro adds a lot.
I love cilantro, but I've heard that it's a genetic thing that makes cilantro taste like soap to some people.
Soap?
Yes.
Really? I've not heard
that. A soapy flavor. That's why they despise cilantro.
Really? Yep. I have not ever
just
heard
just something
that.
In their receptors that doesn't work?
Mm-hmm. That's how they can, is there cilantro in this? They just immediately know.
No kidding.
You know anybody like that?
No. Yes, sort of.
Okay. Same people can curl their tongue, maybe. I'm not sure.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Frequently when the infomaniacs are out and about, we bump into folks, and of course we always get questions about how the show works and is it fun and is Scott really that mean? No, I'm just kidding. But we do get questions about Sleep Number, and one of the questions always is, where is it? Because we have so many people that listen online that aren't necessarily from Bryan College Station proper. So let me tell you, it's on Texas Avenue, across from Chick-fil-A and Specs. The physical address, so you can punch it into Google or whatever, is 1530 South Texas Avenue, number 500. Again, 1530 South Texas Avenue, number 500. My Sleep Number, by the way, is 70, and due to a recent little hiccup injury that I've had, it's now 90. And as soon as I start feeling better, I can start lowering that pressure again. But it's just what you need when you need it with their Sleep IQ system. It'll even gauge your sleep for you so you can look and say, yeah, last night wasn't quite as good as tonight, so I probably need to either increase or decrease the firmness of the bed. Sleep Number can do it for you. Again, my number is 70 most of the time. You can find out what your Sleep Number is by heading to the Sleep Number store and do me a favor, tell them I said hey.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy is also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Good morning, it's 721. I think we found out a couple of weeks ago that if we put the right music behind a story, it makes the story a lot more enjoyable. Because
what music was that?
That's. We always enjoy that. If you think that sounds fun on your radio, you ought to have headphones on, because that makes it a lot of fun. Anyway, A couple of weeks ago, we did a story, I think, about all the global impact stuff. Remember, and if we put happier music behind it, I think it goes better. So, with that in mind,
what are you soft selling now?
There we go. Some mildly surprising news over the weekend. No big deal. It's really that the entire Earth was almost destroyed 2 years ago by a massive solar storm. And we had no clue that it was coming. We didn't even know anything was wrong. It was supposed to happen July 23rd, 2012. It was the most powerful solar storm ever recorded. Apparently, an enormous eruption, tons of hot gases hurtling out of the sun at 5.6 million miles an hour. The only thing that saved us is it was going the other way, away from Earth. So there. Now, what happened 2 years ago was called actually a coronal mass ejection, which sounds pretty scary. We'll call it a CME for short.
Yeah.
That's pretty annoying. Anyway, it had been triggering what it would have had it headed this way. Widespread power failure, radio blackouts, basically would wreak havoc on satellites, satellite-based navigation systems. Oh, my God, my GPS wouldn't work. I'd be lost. And it would send large electrical currents through pipelines. Well, that'd be great. And because of the solar flares interacting with the Earth's magnetic field, it would produce a geomagnetic storm that would induce enormous surges in power lines. Similar to the coronal ejection, if it were to strike today, the U.S. National Research Council estimates it would infect $2.6 trillion of our economy. And not ours, actually, the whole world's economy. But it didn't say anything about loss of life. Now, did you ever watch this show called Revolution? On NBC? It's canceled now. But apparently it was going to be something like the Revolution. The deal is, though, why didn't we hear about this?
I feel like I did.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Solar storms have been a big deal for the past decade or so. They keep talking about them and how pretty much anything that's plugged into the wall just gets
gone. They have, but remember, Patrick, the story we had last week, if you have less than 8 hours of sleep, you end up creating your own reality.
Gosh.
Remember that? That's it. You created that reality.
Well, I think I remember it, but now I'm not so sure.
That's right. So anyway, apparently a San Diego-based solar research company called Predictive Science told the Christian Science Monitor about the coronal ejection and how it occurred 2 years ago.
Yeah, so, because it was racing the other way. That's what I remember specifically about it.
It did, and if the sun had been pointing this way, we wouldn't be here.
July 23rd, 2012 solar flare. Google even has it as a suggested search.
Really? Okay.
I'm going back to see if how far back. August 13, 2012. Okay.
Apparently, it was just me and you, Scott.
Okay. Well, all right. Missed it by that much. Chinese restaurant has been slammed after hiring teenage girls to walk live crabs on leashes to drum up business. Now, this is the part I find amazing. Animal rights activists criticize the King Pirate restaurant. They have animal activists in China? Really? Don't they have enough problem with the way they treat their people that they wouldn't have to worry about the animals?
Absolutely not.
All right, anyway. They tried it as a stunt, but the animal activists said it was cruel for the crabs. Did the crabs say that?
No.
I mean, considering what the alternative is for a crab once he gets to a restaurant, I'm thinking that walking on a leash would be probably postponing the inevitable, so why not? The restaurant hired the girls to walk the crabs outside to promote their new seafood menu items. So there you are. And I guess the shrimp would just lay there. That's the reason they walked the crabs.
So do they walk sideways with the crab?
I don't know how that works. I'm not sure.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Look for a high temperature today, about 96 or so. Heat index around 102. Low temperature tonight around 76, and we'll continue. We do have a 20 or 30% chance of rain, actually, all through the week. And what they're telling us right now is that Friday, I guess because of cloud cover, we'll have a high of only 88. Let's get to Friday and see if that happens. Right now, we're looking at 76 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
For Obamacare deadbeats, after years of theoretical caps, the regime has finally announced the actual cap on the fines for failure to purchase Obamacare or other approved insurance. Each person will pay only $2,448 to set things right. For a family of five, that's just over 12 grand. This cap will benefit you if you make $250,000 a year. Those who earn less will pay up to 1% of their annual income in fines this year. Next year, the percentage doubles. You'll pay 2% of your annual income in fines, and this is just the beginning. If Obamacare survives and Democrats continue to run this show, the sky is the limit on this. Now, federal officials believe that 4 million of you are Obamacare deadbeats who will be targeted for Obama fines. And remember, the enforcer is your favorite agency, the IRS. So here's how it's going to play out. If you're due a tax refund, your fine's going to be deducted. If you're due a refund in future years, they'll squeeze their pound of flesh from you later. If you don't earn enough to pay taxes, you're exempt. If you're an illegal alien, you're exempt. If you're serving time in prison, you're exempt. Obviously, a carve-out for Democrat-elected officials, but everybody else, grab your ankles and hold on, because Obama is going to suck it to you again, and it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Whatever the future holds for the land now used as the Travis Bryan Municipal Golf Course, city officials continue to monitor the body of water that old-timers refer to as Lake Arsenic. That's due to high levels of the cancer-causing chemicals from a plant that closed 20 years ago. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says, according to state officials, the quality of the lake water is okay, and for the most part, so is the sediment on the lake bottom.
However, there still are what they call a few hot spots, and they want to see those. I don't know if they dissolve or what happens to them. I'm not a chemist or a scientist, but they want to see those at a little better rate.
Walker says at some point, the lake bottom needs to be dredged again.
But that may take a little more time, and it certainly takes some money to do that. What I'd like to see us do is work with the feds and see if there is some way that they have some funds available for those sort of properties where we could come in and clean that up.
Last year, the final owner of the chemical plant entered an agreement with the U.S. Interior Department that included paying $1.1 million for what was described as natural resource restoration activities. That's after the plant produced from 1944 until 1993 a variety of chemicals, including arsenic acid, that made its way into the municipal lake and Finfeather Lake. Local law enforcement continues to remind motorists to lock their vehicles. On Saturday, College Station police took 10 reports of vehicle burglaries where there was no forced entry. 9 of the 10 took place on Hunter Creek and Spring Garden, along with the theft of a pickup that officers believe was used by the thieves. That follows 7 burglaries reported to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office last Wednesday night. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says all the cases south of College Station near FM 2154 involved unlocked vehicles. Stewart says if you're not going to lock your vehicles, remove your valuables.
The ones where they've broken in the past were where they could see something of value inside the vehicle, and so they went ahead and broke into it. But if it's unlocked and there's nothing in there, they open, they rifle the contents, and off they go to the next one.
The most valuable items taken from the grab-and-go burglaries were a pistol and a billfold containing credit cards. The recent arrest of 2 College Station men for 4 robberies during the last week of May was aided by a video of a possible attempted robbery on the Texas A&M campus last month. There wasn't enough information available last month for university police to move forward with criminal charges, according to arrest reports, but the video and a confidential informant assisted College Station police. Detectives say 22-year-old Tremar Gilbert and 21-year-old Roderick Washington confessed to the robberies. Investigators say more charges are possible, and the pair, who were arrested, remain held in Brazos County Jail without bond. The investigation into the first fatal house fire in College Station in almost 2 years continues. Fire Department spokesman Eric Dotson says the cause of death of Janet Davis is still under review.
It's not complete as far as the cause of determination. It is, but the report is not complete because we haven't got the results back from the ME's office.
As for the cause of the fire more than 2 weeks ago on Eagle Avenue, Dotson says it will be listed as undetermined due to the amount of fire damage on the second floor and down the stairway. The Bryan Police Department's investigation of 2 armed robberies at the same apartment complex over a 3-night period last week went viral. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that's after online speculation began that a Texas A&M football player was arrested.
So I put a tweet there that no arrests had been made. And then I also, I did not mean to single that person out as in to accuse that person. So then I went and retweeted it on my, which is what I should have done in the first place, tweeted it on the police department website that no arrests have been made. It is still under investigation, that case has not been closed out yet.
The 2 victims gave differing suspect descriptions. Anyone with information on what happened at Reveille Ranch is asked to call Bryan Police. Friday night, just after 8, you may have seen 7 law enforcement vehicles outside a convenience store in Bryan at Briarcrest and Wildflower. That's after a Texas Ranger located a car and followed it to the C-store. 4 Bryan police officers assisted, followed by a pair of DPS troopers. According to the Bryan police arrest report, there were 3 people inside the car. The driver, 18-year-old Michael Bradley of Caldwell, was arrested for unauthorized use of the car, disorderly conduct for swearing at the officers, and having no driver's license. He was being held in the Brazos County Jail without bond on an arrest warrant from Burleson County, accusing him of injuring a child or a disabled person. University of Texas System Regents have set a Tuesday meeting to possibly name a finalist in their search for a new chancellor to oversee the 15-campus system. There are at least 2 candidates being considered. One is Admiral William H. McRaven, who coordinated the operation to kill Osama bin Laden. Also reportedly in the running is Richard Fisher, the president and chief executive of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with new U dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, new U dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride aims to make local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite wedding rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride help bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting. Email sam at brianbroadcasting.com. That's sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
I know. So sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. All right. Here we go. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service. That means overtime coverage for you and your family. Without the overtime charges, you get home. Unit's not working. Give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278.
Partly to mostly sunny throughout the region and hot today, 95 to 100. Isolated thunderstorm is a possibility, but it's not a high possibility. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be near 75. Sunshine for tomorrow. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs near 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. A shower or thunderstorm possible. Lows will be 70 to 75. And then clouds, some showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll get you caught up with both Major League Baseball teams in Texas that played last night, as did the Bombers. Good news for Texas A&M, bring more postseason gold home, and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you about 12 minutes.
All right, for top of the hour, how to make enough money that you won't have to work anymore. Just figure that's a good way to start the week.
If you hear us in the upcoming months still talking on the radio, it doesn't work.
Well, you maybe can't do it overnight.
Oh,
okay.
Well.
All right. Anyway,
fish tosh.
Yeah, fair food. We're going to do fair food today.
Oh.
You know, it's that time of year. In the meantime, the stupidest thing I ever did to injure myself. The stupidest thing I ever did to injure myself. Reddit asked people to confess to those things, and so here are some. For instance, I hurt my tongue doing something I saw in Dumb and Dumber. Basketball on the ground, smash it with a baseball bat, bat ricochets, hits me in the nose.
Ooh. This sounds like stuff you just narrate off America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, that's true. I was on my bicycle as a youth and wondered what would happen if I put my foot in the front spokes.
Oh.
Cut myself while doing origami. Slipped on a wet leaf and broke my arm. Laying on my back, drilling into the underside of my car. Without goggles on.
Ugh.
I stood on a glass, then left it there to catch the spider. 7 stitches. I got in my car and started driving when I realized that my seat was too far back for comfort. I reached under the seat to grab the lever to slide forward. That's when the deer ran across the road. I slammed on my brakes, still holding the lever, hit my head on the windshield. Now, see, you're not supposed to laugh. That's why America's Home Videos is a popular show.
That did funny right there. It's I don't know who you are.
2 shopping days before Sharknado. Sharknado coming up Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Make your plans. Oklahoma woman arrested after calling police to report drug activity. The problem? Drug activity was her own.
Oh.
She was calling a rat on herself?
54-year-old Lynette Ray Sampson, dissatisfied with the purity of the meth that she had purchased. So she decided to report it. Officer showed up to investigate her complaint. She said, "I'm glad you came." Then allegedly showed him. Look at the meth. Look at that meth right there. Apparently, after seeing that, she realized what she had done. Charged with felony meth possession.
Stupidity.
Yeah, well, in that too. She'll get 10 years if convicted. So the...
How are you mentally competent to stand trial?
Well, they may go for that.
If you do something that stupid.
Okay, Troy Tulowitzki, is that the guy's
yes.
name? Shortstop for the Colorado Rockies?
The misspelling?
Yeah, 15,000 free T-shirts they gave him away with his name misspelled on them.
Yep.
So I randomly turned on the television. I don't know. I think it was a Saturday afternoon, maybe. I'm not sure. They're doing a live news conference with Johnny Manziel in Cleveland.
Okay.
I mean, it lasted for 20 minutes. Can you tell me, has there ever been a live news conference in training camp with a non-starting quarterback that lasted for 20 minutes?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Hey, again, it seems to work, and he's selling jerseys, so that's what they need him to do.
They're happy to have him, and I'm happy they're happy.
And speaking, that's right. Speaking of jerseys, LeBron James announced on Instagram Sunday afternoon that he would be wearing 23 next season for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, did an informal poll.
Within an hour, Adidas had Cavaliers James Cavaliers jerseys with the number 23 ready to sell.
Of course they did.
Okay.
You going with Quinky Dink on that one?
No. So, okay, part of it was going to help. We're going to help you learn to make enough money to retire, but part of it also could be stop wasting your money.
Oh.
Okay. By generic, a new study from Tilburg University in the Netherlands and the University of Chicago found 9 times out of 10 doctors buy generic aspirin over name brands, and the majority of professional chefs buy generic store-brand sugar and baking powder over the name brand ingredients. The study found that Americans, they say, waste $44 billion a year on name brands when store brands cost half as much. Yeah, but they may not be as good, too. We've talked about this before. As an example.
Some are fine.
That's right.
Some are not.
A bottle of 100 Bayer brand aspirin, $6.29 on CVS.com, while the CVS store brand cost $2.27 or $1.14 went on sale. Same dosage, ingredients, active ingredients, same product, half the price. The average household brand name product, the average household buys the brand name product 26% of the time. Pharmacists buy brands only 9% of the time.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what it says here. And I guess they might know. They might know just because they deal with it. All right, I don't know why they have a national Rubik's Cube championship, but it's going on. Of course, the bad news is it's in Jersey City, New Jersey. Actually, it's going on starting this Friday. 250 cubers will be there.
So they have a name.
Yeah, 250 of them. Okay, so what happens if you're the 247th fastest? You're probably faster than 98% of the people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, without question.
But you go there, and you're a sluggard. You know, you're an also-ran. Hello?
I got another little interesting trivia, though. Bayer aspirin and the generic aspirin are made in the same plant. They just put a different label on them.
God, dog. Yeah, you got to hate that. Well, they also press in Bayer, I guess. They use a different stamp right there. But anyhow, and again, some work, some don't. Hello.
Hey, I only buy a name brand when it comes to preparation H.
Hello.
Yeah, don't call them cubers. They're cubies.
Oh, that's it. Cubies. Of course they are. Yeah.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You ever feel like your daughter is growing up too fast? Well, believe it or not, it may be true. In fact, that conversation with her about adolescence you assumed was still a few years off may be needed sooner than you think. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's some debate about why it's happening, but there's no question that puberty is occurring earlier and earlier in girls. For some, it could be as young as 7 or 8. Puberty brings about big changes in a girl's physical development and body image. And that can be scary if she isn't prepared for what's coming. And that's why helping your daughter learn what to expect can be crucial to her building a healthy identity. From a practical standpoint, it's usually best if mom handles these conversations. She has the personal experience to draw from, and daughters tend to feel more comfortable with mom. And this means single dads might want to consider having a trusted family member or friend to help out. If you don't know what topics to cover, there are resources available to you. The main thing is to connect with your daughter and reassure her that the coming changes are normal. And remember, even if your daughter has already entered into puberty, it's not too late to have a positive impact. Let her know you'll always be right there to answer her questions and walk with her as she grows into womanhood. To help your daughter thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, organically grown, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya. Parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12. Count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
I was off all my prescription medications in the first 30 days.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge. 844-DR-BLACK.
Since I've been on Dr. Black Superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
Call 844-DR-BLACK.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com or call us 844-DRBLACK.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market for the freshest seafood around. In fact, one bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you will taste the difference. Stop by today and pick up some salmon, tuna loin, or more, and Fred and Fred's can prepare it ready to go for dinner tonight. Or if you're hungry for shrimp, from small to extra large jumbo sized or lobster tails, even baby, medium, and large octopus, Fred and Fred's has this and more. Aggie owned and operated, Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:49. After winning the 400 hurdles on Saturday, Texas A&M's Shamir Little ran the final leg of the 4x400 relay as the Americans won the event for the 7th consecutive time at the World Juniors. It was the second gold medal in the IAAF World Championships for Little. She ran the opening leg of the relay, and the Americans claimed the victory. Texas A&M released its non-conference women's basketball schedule yesterday, which features games against 9 postseason teams from 2013-2014 schedule, including games against Duke, Texas, Washington, and the 2014 Sweet 16 rematch with DePaul. That opens the season. Reed Arena opens its doors for the first time on November 19th for a former Southwest Conference foe in Rice. That game opens a 5-game homestand that includes previously announced games against Duke, the Southland champ Northwestern State, the 2014 SWAC champ in Prairie View A&M, and the 2014 WBI participant McNeese State, also visiting during the homestand. December 21st, the Aggs roll into the SEC Big 12 Challenge in North Little Rock, Arkansas to take on Texas. On out of Major League Baseball, where Frank Thomas choked back tears, Joe Torre apologized for leaving people out of his speech, and Tony La Russa said he felt uneasy. Being enshrined in the Hall of Fame can have those effects, even on these big bruisers.
Frank Sr., I know you're watching and smiling from heaven.
Without you, I know 100%, I wouldn't be here in Cooperstown today. Thanks for pushing me and always preaching to me. You can be someone special if you really work at it. I took that to heart, Pops. Look at us today.
Frank Thomas, pitchers Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, and manager Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and Tony La Russa were all inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. The Brazos Valley Bombers jumped on the Texas Marshals early last night. Designated hitter Grady Caldwell thumped a three-run shot, his first of the season, to put the Bombers on board early in the first inning, and they never looked back, cruising to a 7-1 win. The Bombers, still holding on to first place in the league, will return home to Cellular Court Field tomorrow to face the second-place Victoria Generals. First pitch tomorrow night at 7:05. On out of the majors, where just like the Bombers, but in reverse, Miami's Garrett Jones crushed one deep to cap a three-run first inning. The Stros, however, responded fairly quickly, at least.
Altuve hits it high in the air and deep to left field. Going back on it is Yelich, still going back at the wall, looking up, and that ball hits over the wall. A home run for Jose Altuve, his fourth of the year, and the Astros are on the board. It's 3-1 Miami.
But the Miami Marlins coasted to a 4-1 win. Miami has won 7 of 8 to end a six-game skid. The Stros have lost 5 in a row and 8 of their last 10. The Astros will try and fix what's broke at home against the A's this evening at 7:05. The Rangers were tripped up in another blowout. Jason Jasso drove in 3 runs, and the Athletics beat Texas 9-3. Yanks head to Arlington tonight for a 7:05 first pitch. On out of the NFL, where Dez Bryant is going into the final season of his rookie contract with the potential of making some big dough. Bryant says that he, quote, can't be selfish by worrying about the new contract. This is the same player now who refused to carry Roy Williams' shoulder pads in his first training camp, and he harkens back to that, saying there will be no hazing of receivers in California. Instead, he's just focused on trying to win a championship.
I love this game. I want to play it till I can't play it no more. I want nothing come before it. You know, I want to be great, you know, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do that. And I feel like you have to become a professional to do that. You know, I know a lot of those guys look up to me. You know, they expect me to do, you know, big things, and can't be out here doing crazy stuff. You know, I'm not a selfish guy. I want to be there for my teammates, and I want to win.
Game one for the Cowboys, September the 4th, as the 49ers head to Jerry World. In NASCAR racing, capturing his 5th Brickyard 400 victory title yesterday, Jeff Gordon looked like a driver he was 20 years ago when he captured his first. It's one of the biggest NASCAR races every year, and number 24 loved the fact that his family was actually there to see it.
I was trying so hard not to focus on the crowd. I was trying not to let it get to me, and you can't help it. It's such a big race, such an important victory. You know, you just, those emotions take over. Have my kids here. Oh, my God, there's nothing better than coming to victory lane, especially in one of the biggest races with your family here.
The win moved Gordon into a tie with Michael Schumacher, who has 5 Formula One victories over the famed Indianapolis Oval. We'll get a little more international as Pedro Morales scored a penalty kick in the 53rd minute to help the Vancouver Whitecaps tie FC Dallas 2-2 in soccer yesterday. And Vincenzo Nibali coasted to the Tour de France victory Sunday to become the first Sicilian to win cycling's greatest race since Marco Pantani did it in 98. Marcel Kittel of Germany won stage 21 in the sprint, with the overall winner being Nibali. He won by over 7 minutes, finishing 24 seconds behind the grand stage winner. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station, next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, about 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the reasons that we buy new products from the Promotional Marketing Association, the PMA, they're telling us this is what drives us to buy a new product. Here's the top eight because we don't do 10. Number 10 is direct mail. Number 7 is packaging. Number 6 is the chance to instantly win a major prize. Number 5 is just generally advertisements. Number 4, a free premium. Number 3, a referral from a friend. It comes in at 48%. Coupons be number 2. Number 1 would be a free sample. Well, look. Winning a major prize may be worth more than the sample of the product itself. You know what I mean?
You just saying major prize always reminds me of Fragile.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Must be.
It's a major award.
Yes, that's true. So anyway, there you go. You got that. All right. So you want to be rich like Warren Buffett one day, right?
Sure.
Great news.
Okay.
Basically giving free advice. The Motley Fool reports that the money guru recommends that the average investor put 10% of their cash in short-term government bonds. Doesn't say which government. 90%. See? Yep. 90% should go into low-cost S&P 500 indexes. Okay? Mr. Buffett believes this simple approach will be superior to others that employ high-fee managers. Once again, 90% going into low-cost S&P 500 index and also 10% going into short-term government bonds.
Interesting.
Okay, that's of the money that you can be investing, okay? Can't do that instead of buy groceries, okay? Got to buy groceries still. A couple of minutes still. Kids, you want to be an astronaut when you grow up. Who could blame you? But now you might want to take it a step further because they are apparently looking for asteroid wranglers. Asteroid wranglers. NASA training 4 astronauts for a proposed mission in the mid-2020s to actually visit a captured asteroid in lunar orbit. Part of the training includes 9 days of submerged exercises off the Florida coast near Key Largo. The experiments that the astronauts will do during the mission will be both physical and behavioral as well. They're going to start next Monday, as a matter of fact. So they've got the first, I don't know why they're called asteroid wranglers. I guess they have to call them something. By the way, you know, the name of Key Largo, that city, I don't know what their name was originally, but they changed their name after the movie came out.
Really?
Yep, after the Humphrey Bogart movie came out, they said, hey, that's a pretty good movie, and now people want to come to Key Largo, so they changed the name. All right, the TSA is giving up. They've got to find a way to save money. They've got to speed you through the process. The Transportation Safety Administration concedes that airport scanning lines are long and frustrating. Hey, how'd they come up with that? So if you have a better idea as to how you can move people through the airport lines, the TSA wants to hear it. In fact, they are offering rewards totaling up to $15,000 for the best ideas. Deadline is August 15th. With submissions being accepted online. So far, they've gotten 200 ideas submitted.
So the government is giving away more of our money.
That's exactly right. To make it more efficient, because after all, it's such a pleasure to be flying these
days.
Oh, yes. Hey, you know what you do? You check in at Easterwood. That's what you do.
Yes, sir.
That makes it a lot easier. 96 for a high temperature today. We've got a slight chance of showers actually all week long. Lows each night will be in the mid-70s. It's 78 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.